This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
This is Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Compounding the terrible economy for business aviation is the perception that it is unnecessary, or even worse, even partly to blame for the dramatic downturn. The General Aviation Manufacturers Association and National Business Aviation Association have joined forces to turn that perception around. No plane, no gain is a familiar slogan, but it has a new purpose. NBAA's President Ed Bolin explains why. So tell me about the program, Ed.
Well, No Plane, No Gain is a name that is trusted within the community. It goes back to the early 1990s when GAMA and NBAA did advocacy programs. But this is an entirely new program. It's not a relaunch or a refresh or an update. It's an all-new multimedia campaign designed to change the perception of business aviation with policymakers and opinion leaders. We want them to understand that business aviation is essential to the United States.
But isn't the issue the perception with the public more with the policy leaders? Don't the policy leaders get it?
Well, I think that this program is going to reach policymakers and opinion leaders. And certainly, based on some of the statements that you've seen over the past several weeks, there's still work to be done here. And I think what we are going to do is to launch this campaign that is going to focus on four specific messages. The first message is that business aviation means jobs in the United States. 1.2 million manufacturing service and service jobs. It also means a lifeline for small communities all around the United States that are losing commercial airline service. And by small communities losing airline service, I'm talking about communities as large as Louisville, Kentucky, where I met a person yesterday who told me they're seeing dramatic reductions in their level of service. Another message of the program is that it's a productivity enhancer for companies that are trying to do more with less. And finally, business aviation is help to people in need. We're going to focus on some of the humanitarian flight that we saw after Katrina, or getting cancer patients to treatment, or helping with wounded combat veterans. So it's a multifaceted media campaign. The goal is to have business aviation be perceived for what it is, and that is an essential industry for the United States.
Now, some of the manufacturers have also launched campaigns along the same vein. How does this dovetail with that?
Well, I think the messages that you've heard from the individual manufacturers have been directed at CEOs or other operators. This is a broader message targeted specifically at policymakers and opinion leaders.
So how did we get to this point, Ed?
Well, I think there are a lot of factors that brought us to this point. I think that the economy is certainly a driving factor in that. We have a situation where the economy is at a worse contraction that we've had since the Great Depression. A lot of companies are losing their value in the market, laying off employees. Congress is clearly very concerned. They're addressing issues of financial assistance to try to keep various industries viable. And it's just a difficult environment where a lot of people are wondering if perhaps the economy was in some way mismanaged and who's responsible for it. So we're in a situation where there's a lot of finger pointing.
Okay, so how are you going to get the fingers pointed in the right direction? How are you targeting the people that you're targeting?
Well, we're targeting the policymakers and the opinion leaders who really are the ones that are generating the headlines and shaping the views. And we're hoping to underscore with them the value of business aviation to our nation's job base, as a lifeline to small communities with little or no commercial airline service, as a productivity enhancer for small and mid-sized companies trying to remain viable, and as a humanitarian relief, something that helps people in need. So we're trying to take that message about the good news of business aviation and the importance of business aviation to our economy and to our air transportation system, and take that directly to the policymakers and the opinion leaders. We've been doing that with face-to-face meetings. This will include websites, multimedia presentations, print ads, video ads, the full gamut that's available in today's technology and media world.
Okay, well, we'll be watching it with interest. We thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Russ.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.